equipment that I remember.
Well, what about, say, after you finished a meal, what do you call yourself doing?
Clearing the table away.
Right. And then to the dishes, when you want to clean the dishes, you say you have to...
Scrape them off.
And when you put them in water, you say you're...
Scrubbing them? Washing?
Washing the dishes.
Washing the dishes.
Well, what about, you know, when you pour water over them to get the soap off?
Scald them.
Scald them.
And now, of course, with the dishwashers, you just, all you do is scrape them a little bit, put them in the dishwasher, and forget about them.
Right. Well, now, let me ask you this. Is scald the dishes and rinse the dishes, is that the same?
In a sense, yes. But now, when you say you're scalding, you're using your real hot water, pouring it over it to kill your germs. So you can't have your water that you wash in hot enough to kill germs. So therefore, you put your dishes in a drain pan, and you have your kettle boiling and pour that over to scald, and that's killing your germs. But now, if you're just rinsing it, you just use just water out of the well or water out of the tap. There's a difference in the sense of why you're doing it as much as anything else.
Well, what do you call this piece of cloth that you might use to...
Dish towel.
Is that what you use when you wash the
dishes? Oh, no, that's a dish rag.
Dish rag.
Yeah.
Now, the dish towel is
It's what you dry them with.
What you dry them with.
That's right.
I see. Well, what about a cloth that you might use, you know, when you're bathing your face, something
that's
like that?
That's a bath cloth.
Yeah.
Or a wash rag.
Uh-huh. And the bigger one that you
it's
dry.
It's bath towel.
Bath towel. I see. Well, what do you call the thing on your sink that the water comes out of?
The tap?
The
faucet?
What if it's outside? You know, you might hook up your hose to it.
Well, I still call that a tap outside. Really, truly hadn't thought too much about what you call the outside. I just call it an outside tap.
Have you ever heard people around here call it a hydrant?
Oh, yes, yeah. And I call it that, too.
Is that right?
Yes.
I had to think about it.
I had to think about it. I was thinking.
You know, these portable water containers. A lot of them have a little thing that you can push
yes.
or something
yes.
that the water will come out
yes.
of.
Yes, spigot.
Call that the spigot.
Spigot.
Have you ever heard people call what you call the tap or the hydrant the spigot?
Yeah, sure have. Surely have.
Would it be any type of person in particular, like an older person or just anybody?
Just some people use it. Just some people.
Say you maybe on a cold day in the wintertime when you got up and tried to turn on the water, maybe nothing came out.
It's frozen.
And sometimes when the pipes freeze, they tend to
pop first.
If I'm sure it's not done now, I don't know, maybe, but used to, if you bought a lot of flour at one time, you would usually cook
in a flour barrel. When we lived on the farm, my father always bought flour that way.
Is that right?
In a flour barrel. And you know, why didn't they have weevils? Now, I buy a little bitty sack of flour now, the tiniest that you can buy. And maybe I won't go back in that sack for a good little while and it'll have weevils in it.
Hmm.
Now, why didn't they have weevils?
You would think they would be more likely to have it. Some things don't make very good sense, do they?
Well, I just think we've gotten too modern.
Well, is there anything that you know of like a barrel, except maybe smaller, that I think nails used to be packed in?
Kegs.
Yeah.
Kegs.
Do you ever see those around much anymore?
Yes, occasionally. Not very often, though. You know, the whiskey barrel now is being pushed.